Back here, did you ever hear of the 1921 race riot when you were young?
No. No. In my mind, it so traumatized people that people never talked about it. Because I was born in 1937, and I was born so close to where the race riot actually took place, but it was a 16-year period. So when I grew up in the 1940s, early 40s, in particular in the early 50s, Greenwood had already been rebuilt, and it looked old to me. Nobody ever talked about the race. I didn't hear about the race riot until I was in my late 30s or early 40s.
Well, they didn't want to talk about it around
no,
here.
No, they were
Oklahoma.
Too traumatized, because black folks were just totally... My mother was one of them. She was so totally white person coming in, she cowed down. And I stood up, and I was going to tell you, when I joined the Navy, I came home with a pocket full of money, and I wanted to buy a new refrigerator. And I went down to Red Fork. I went to Red Fork to buy a refrigerator, and the guy came to wait on us. He spoke to the woman, and he called her Miss Such and Such. She's white. I'll be with you, Miss Such and Such. And then he went to wait on her, leaving my mother and I standing there. But when he comes to my mother to talk about a refrigerator, it's not Miss Barnett. It's Georgie. Hmm. And I said, hold it. You call that woman Miss, you call my mother Miss. I want to buy a refrigerator now, and I'm paying cash. Oh, you don't have to pay cash. You know why? Because if you don't pay cash, you pay interest on the money. And a $200 refrigerator will cost you $1,000 by the time you get through paying it. I said, no, I'm paying cash money right now, and I want it delivered Saturday. And see, that broke the mold. Because they weren't used to that.
Yeah.
Standing up like, and my mama was scared. Nah, I'm a man now. I'm not going to do this. I'm in a position now that I come in this situation, I'm not going to do it. It has to be broken at some point in time.
So there was a time when you just really resented white people.
No, but I do have certain biases. Because I've seen it work too many times. I can't say that I hate white people because the woman that bought me my first set of drums was a white woman, Miss Cullinan. And if her sons ever hear this, or her grandsons, she bought me my first set of drums. When I didn't have money to pay for my uniform when I got to high school, when that happened, I didn't have the money. My mother didn't have the money. My auntie didn't have the money, but she went to Miss Cullen, the same woman. Miss Cullen said, if the boy's good enough to get high school, take this money and pay for the uniform. A white woman from this side of town. So no, I can't hate all white people.
I didn't mean that you were hating now today, but...
I didn't hate them then,
but
no.
There was a resentment.
Oh, resentment, absolutely. They resented us. They resented us.
Sure they did.
They resent us because we made the best barbecue, you know?
Oh, they were jealous then.
And it was a certain resentment in it, too. But how can you do that? If it's not on TV, I mean, the barbecue shows, how many, every now and then you might see a black face. So the resentment was both ways.
Right.
The envy was both ways. My reason for being envious of a person didn't have anything to do with the color of the skin, because I'm very comfortable with mine.